What's going on, everybody? This is KJ52. This is the Firestarter Bible Study. Today we are in Matthew chapter 9, and just kind of tentatively titled this as The Power of Persistent Faith. And again, what we see basically in this chapter is Jesus continuing to do miracles, continuing to heal the sick, speaking to their physical needs, so to speak. And even in the case of the two demon-possessed men, he's speaking to their mental state, because obviously it says that they were so violent, people couldn't even pass. But Jesus meets them and changes their lives. But the part I really want to focus in on is the 27th verse, where it talks about Christ dealing with the two blind men on the side of the road. And it says they cried out, they basically said, as Jesus was walking by. Now keep in mind, this wasn't Christ walking over to two blind men and healing them. He was passing by. I'm sure he had a huge entourage. Obviously at this point he's gaining massive amounts of popularity. You know, we think about how Christ healed the sick, but I guarantee you there was people that he didn't heal, or just by the sheer amount of people that were crowding around him, that he probably couldn't connect with each and every one of them. And I say all this with the idea that the two blind men on the side of the road in verse 27, it says they cried out, have mercy on me, you know, son of David. And it says when he took them inside, that's when he healed them. And I have to really say that probably, in my mind, the way this looked, these people were so persistent in crying out and consistently crying out to Jesus that he couldn't help but notice them. And I say all this with the idea is that we have certain situations in our lives, and it's very easy to get discouraged. You know, we pray about it once and basically give up. Well, God's not listening. So we stop praying, we stop seeking God, we stop trying to connect with him. And I don't think the God we serve is a God that says you have to pray the same prayer 50 times and then he answers. It's not this magic formula that we throw in a hat and chuck it. Hopefully it works. What the key here is about persistent faith and persistent prayer is that it keeps us in a constant state of looking to God and constant state of looking to him for each and every one of our needs and our circumstances. And I don't think God does this because he's some hugely egocentric God up in the sky wanting to, you know, feel all big time. I think God understands is where when we're in relationship with him on a consistent basis, consistently looking at him, consistently crying out to him, consistently taking our faith and putting it in action, that's when we develop a real relationship. And so there's some things in our lives that we need to consistently cry out, just like the two guys on the side of the road. We need to basically say, you know what, I'm going to keep crying out until I really connect. And that's something that we've got to do. Check it out, Matthew chapter 9. Be a fire starter today.